Hey guys, when does a joke become a dad joke?
I don't know when.
When it leaves and never comes back.
Or when it beats your ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Well, here we go again, another episode of the Big Bad Broadcast. We're here every week, and we're here all the time. You can see all our back shows anywhere you get your podcasts. We got a great show for you today. We got the regular cast of the Lunatics. We have Mike Green.
Look at the Lunatics, man. What a week it's been, John. Just incredible.
Just amazing, amazing.
Just amazing.
Okay, suspenders. And,
hey, man.
And we have Craig Mitchell.
Hey, Paisan, you want the pizza or the pasta?
Galloping gourmet.
Galloping gourmet. Oh, hey.
Oh, gourmet. That sounds either like a cook or Japanese horror film. Watch out, gourmet.
Folks, you're very lucky today that you can't see what I'm looking at. I got Mike Grief in a turquoise shirt with black suspenders, sunglasses, and a bandana on
and a do-rag.
And oh, a do-rag.
Man. Don't be jealous of the sexy bitch that I am, John. Because I you am the man.
You look like John Goodman from the movie Flight. He was a drug dealer who came in.
I remember that. I'll take that shit, man. He was fucking great in that movie. Fucking speeding his ass off, delivering cocaine to friggin'.
He should have been nominated for that movie. He was great.
Oh, man.
If I could get a scene where you trimmed your beard. You trimmed your beard, right?
Well, yeah, I did. I made it a little neater, man, because I don't want to look like a hillbilly.
So he trimmed his beard and went with suspenders because he didn't want to look like a hillbilly. Yeah.
My beard's in the car. Her name is Susan.
Oh, man.
So what's going on, man? The house is seated. The speaker seat is vacant, man.
Yeah, well, probably it's where the show's going to air in a week, so it probably will still be vacant.
It will.
That's
be
what
now.
Happens
Kevin,
when
Kevin's
you let...
home alone.
I think it was vacant before too.
Even
when he was there, it was vacant.
This is what happens when you let the nuts take over the asylum.
When you let the nuts take over the groin. Yeah.
I really like nuts. Stop with this. I like nuts all fashions.
Yeah. You don't like them the way everyone else likes them, though.
I like them roasted.
He made them 264 days. Nancy Pelosi made it 8 years.
You hear what they did to her, man? They said, get your stuff out of the chambers. We're changing the lock. It's like, why?
You know what, though? I mean, I would answer them and go, you know what? Go fuck yourselves, okay? Fucking Andy, blah. You know what I mean? It's like you can say what you want. You can be an asshole. You can be disrespectful. I don't know why Democrats are so afraid to answer. It's like you see that Lauren Boebert say something stupid, or you say Marjorie Taylor, and they say something stupid, or Mackey. And like, you know them, they go, well, I don't know whether it's like, I'd be like, listen, how about you go fuck yourself? You're a moron. You're a piece of shit. You got elected by fucking people stupider than you. How about you go fuck yourself? Nobody answers them back. Everyone's like afraid and tense. Like, come on, blow me like you know me, Marge. Huh?
Fucking oh bitch. Man, that was
so
Mike's on a roll.
I'd knock the fucking three teeth she got left.
I just can't
mouth.
Believe that Mike doesn't have a thing for caveman women.
Really? Tell me about it. One thing about Lauren Boebert is she's handy in a theater.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, listen, John, I'm not saying I wouldn't let her go out and collect my firewood and shit like that if we was in the cave. You know what I mean? If I had all the women, I'm the alpha male cave guy, you know. I'm banging Boebert and friggin' Marjorie Taylor Greene's collecting the firewood. She's out there getting the animals, and you know, I guess well, it's my job to kill the animal, but she's gonna be gathering the crop.
Well, Boebert wouldn't let you have sex with her unless you believed in Jesus.
Well, you know, whenever I'm having sex, John, I believe in Jesus.
That's why you're saying, oh God, oh God, oh God, right?
Yeah, I can't believe that she's getting felt up in a theater while vaping with her hand on her boyfriend's crotch.
She's my kind of chick. Come on, man. Are you kidding? John, tell me the truth. When you were a teenager or you were in your 20s and you went to a dark movie theater, you wouldn't let your girl give you a little handy?
No.
No, you, because you don't have a girl. You let Chauncey Howell give you a hand.
It's not that dark in a theater. People can still see. I can see.
Oh, come on, that's like
next to me.
No, that was different. Yes, I mean, if you got kids in the theater, and
use the old popcorn like that, cup.
But you know, when I was at my 20s, it was the old pop. There you go, the old different.
The old popcorn cup.
It's kettle corn. Reach down deep.
It's the old popcorn. It's the old snake in the. It's the old snake.
I'm Irish. I'm Irish, so I use a box of Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I would have her pull it out like bobbing for popcorn.
Beetlejuice must really turn her on. That's all I'm thinking.
No, she's just you know what? She's just crazy. It's just she's fucking nuts.
She is just trailer trash.
How do you get sexual watching Beetlejuice the musical?
Oh no, well, that's pretty invigorating stuff there. You know,
I don't know about that.
Hold on, Beetlejuice.
I just every time I see her, all I think is her strutting around on stage going, "No Fauci ouchie for me."
Shut up. Have you guys gotten your booster yet?
Oh yeah.
It's not a booster, it's a whole new vaccine.
It's a whole new act. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Oh. No wonder I have a third nipple now.
Matter of fact, yes, I got it 2 days ago. I got the flu shot and the new COVID vaccine. And there's an arm growing out of my back.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? HBO is coming in a lot clearer.
What was that? Wait. Remember that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the original one?
I have a third one now.
Yeah, and remember she kept, who was it, that woman from Second City? I can't think of her name.
Oh, Andrea
Thomas. I think I was going to be a twin. I got a little arm. A hand in the middle of my back.
Oh my God.
But that's good. You can always give yourself a pat on the back. It's fun.
Yeah, I didn't really have any problems when I had it, you know?
Yeah.
I was tired for a day. I slept for an entire day, really. That's it.
I was tired, but I'm like always tired. It's like it doesn't matter. I think I wake up tired and I go to sleep tired. It doesn't matter. I'm tired all day long. You know
what? You know, what really hurt? The shingles vaccine really.
Oh, that kicked your ass.
It did. I mean, I couldn't move my arm because Lauren Boebert had it. And no, I'm kidding.
That feels like paralysis when you get that.
It does, man.
And then you got to get back in 2 weeks to get the second one on top of it.
Well, what do you guys think about? Oh, we were going to talk about conspiracy theories. We have one built in right here. What do you think about all the conspiracy theories about the vaccines and that there's like a little data chip that they're shooting into us and that people are dying
from? I actually heard one worse than that. This guy at a Trump rally was saying that.
Uh-oh. It must be funny.
That Bill Gates has come up with a liquid camera.
Mm-hmm.
And there are thousands of them injected into us and they can see everything we're doing.
Wow.
I just want to ask, did that guy see the movie Interspace? Because that's what it sounds
like. Think about it. Here's the question. Whether it's the government or whoever it is, why do these people think that anyone gives a single solitary fuck about what they're doing? These are the most boring hillbilly jerk-off motherfuckers that ever fucking lived. Why do they think that anyone
gives a
goddamn shit about what they're doing?
I know why.
Why, John?
They're afraid that they might steal their moonshine recipe.
Oh. Them damn deep boys. Hey,
man, I had some McNuggets sitting over there. What the old man? They got stolen.
You know, I mean, think about it. Think about this world. Who would ever think when you were growing up there'd be a TV show called Moonshiners?
You know, I haven't seen that. What is the obviously
it's about guys that make moonshine, and they're all in the backwoods, and they have to test their moonshine, and then they got to hide from the other moonshiners, and it's like a whole big thing, and they have gunfights with each other.
You know,
sounds interesting.
Do you know which sport was created because of moonshine?
Yeah, race car driving,
NASCAR.
Yeah, NASCAR, because the drivers, you had to freaking be a crazy driver to drive.
NASCAR is like, that's how it started.
Was there a movie with the comedian, Richard Pryor, right?
Oh.
He was a driver like that.
Was it?
You mean Bingo Longstar and the old star traveling, I don't know.
I don't know, no, he was a moonshiner, his dad was a moonshine driver. I just remember that, because that was the first time I ever saw that.
Well, I think you're thinking about the movie Life. With him and Martin Lawrence, and they were either doing something running moonshine, or said his father was a moonshine, something like that. But that another good movie, you know. By the way, I went waiting to. I saw a really, really, really good movie, and I know you. I think you guys have seen Somewhere in Queens. Fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Ray's great in it.
What the a great fucking movie! Our old friend Ray Romano just fucking wow. I mean, it pissed me off, man, because it actually made me feel something.
Oh, it's really good.
It was really good. It was really good. I was so surprised at how good it was.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it was really good.
Yeah, I mean,
the part when the guys got the heads cut off and then the
that
thing
one. And they put them in a duffel bag? Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. And they were trying to decide whether they should call it Saw 75.
But Craig, you mentioned the chips and all. It's like if technology was anywhere near that, I mean, I get it. Listen, most people don't trust the government. I don't trust the government. But I don't think they're plotting all of these things. I think they're all thieves. I think I don't know if there's one single. My opinion is I think Bernie's probably honest. AOC is probably honest. There's a bunch. But most of these politicians are stealing money or
they just
making
want power
money.
And money. That's all.
Power and money. Why else do you get into politics? Because
who's going to be watching the liquid camera? Who's going to be watching this 370 million people in the United States? Who's going to be watching these 370 million
liquid people?
I saw this video clip with AOC, and they're in the chamber and this. Republicans just going on and on about how the Democrats have no plan for immigration and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they have a plan and all that stuff. And their plan is so much better. And then she goes to talk and she said, can you give me the website for your plan? And there's just like silence.
Well, that's.
And she said, and she goes, please, I need the website for the plan. The guy goes, you have 10 seconds left. She goes, website for the plan. He goes, well, we don't have one yet. And she goes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you know, Trump's health plan. Remember that?
Yeah,
I have a health plan. My good is going to be out in a month.
Yeah.
That was 7 years ago.
Trump's health plan was just keep going. Just let it go. It'll go away by itself eventually.
And try not to die. Yeah.
Spray a little bleach up your asshole. And no matter what you got, it'll go away.
Not to get political, but it came out.
That's what we're doing right
it came out in the paper yesterday that Ron DeSantis took $436 million of Florida taxpayer money to fight Disney.
Really? Such bullshit. Somebody
the
who
biggest
makes Florida,
employer in the state of Florida.
The people who make Florida, and not that I love Disney, because Disney is a dirtbag company, but I mean, they do some good stuff to try to with the PR, but you know, they've got their issues. But the thing is that they're a huge employer in Florida. You don't fuck with them. You don't fuck the mouse. Let me, everyone knows in show business, you don't fuck with the mouse.
I know.
The mouse will fucking kill you. You'll end up in a swamp. The mouse will kill you.
I got to tell you, DeSantis was on Real Time with Bill Maher. And I don't know what the fuck Bill Maher is drinking, but he was kissing his ass. He actually reinforced the notion that Florida was the most effective against preventing COVID.
No, the fact is, I live in Florida. The stats came out that Florida had more deaths per capita than any other state in the country.
Well, because they have people over 70 in Florida. Like that. That's why.
Truthfully, I know you now. You live in Florida. I go to Florida a lot because my mother's there. And the truth is that they
didn't want to be here, but they made her move. At
well,
a certain
yeah,
age.
You that's it. You can't. Well, you know,
but Seinfeld said, once you get 65, you got to get on the bus.
That's it.
You got to go.
Gotta
but
go.
You know what, though? No, to their credit, though, Florida did do a lot to help people when it came to the pandemic. They, you know, there was a lot of good stuff going on. And, you know, just
like what?
They made sure that they set up a lot of testing centers. They set
that was
up a
the
lot
federal
of...
government that did that, and DeSantis was against it.
Was he against it?
Yeah, DeSantis wanted to pass a law just now that you were not allowed to get this new vaccine.
Wow. Well, then it was the federal
so
government.
I was waiting for Bill Maher to start sucking his dick. Really, I'm like, what is Bill Maher's investment in Ron DeSantis? I was like. I just felt like I was going insane watching this. I really
Bill
was.
Bill Maher's a fucking loser. Fuck Bill Maher. Fuck all these. I love all these.
Bill Maher's looking for friends after he was a scam at the writer's strike.
Exactly. Yeah, they wanted to start their show back up without the writers. Fuck the writers.
Well, so did Drew Barrymore. So did they all.
And you know what? I'm not thrilled with the writers and everyone right now either because they
they're still on strike. They're still fucking. You know, I don't think the talk show should be back.
So we were marching a line. We were marching the picket line with you. But yet now you're back to work against, you know, while the actors are still on strike.
You know, putting any kind of entertainment on the air right now is weakening the stance of the SAG after strike.
I thought it was over.
No, SAG is about the to WGA settle, is supposedly. Over. The writer's strike is over. Oh, you hear that? Is that the, so you didn't turn off your phone? After.
No, I have my old phone in my bedroom. It's going off. Sorry. I forgot.
Hey, well, it doesn't matter.
That was it. Either that or my toast is ready. I think
I need to take some more Tommy Chong CBD fucking mood enhancing soft gels here, man. I smell toast. You smell? Uh-oh, stroke.
I smell toast, man.
Why are you ringing the gay bell, John?
Because a gay guy smells toast. That's why.
Gay. See, when a regular guy smells toast, it means he could be having a stroke. If a gay guy smells toast, there's some fucking cock around. I don't know.
No, it means you left the dildo in the oven too long.
Jeez, what is with you guys?
Jeez, I think I overbaked my dildo.
Oh my God. You gotta be soft upon entry.
Sorry, John. Sorry. Let's stop.
Let's get this back to like a normal show.
We're never normal. What are you talking about?
Speaking of Martians.
Fuck them. They still owe me money, John. If you know any Martians, tell them fucking.
Oh, that was Martin. Martin Lawrence, wasn't it?
No. Meanwhile, Martin Lawrence, I just got to tell you one thing. You've seen that movie. It's the worst movie ever. That the hogs where they're like bikers.
Oh, wild hogs.
I was up for a big part in that freaking movie.
Travolta, Allen, and him, right?
Yeah. The scene in that
and
movie
William H. Martin, Macy.
Where Martin Lawrence gets punched in the face by the biker is possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he keeps getting up. And he keeps getting punched, and just the look on his face when he goes down every time, it kills me. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What's his name? Is it MC Gainey? Because I read for that movie, and it was the part, not MC Gainey's part, but there was another guy who was always crazy, saying crazy things and shit like that. But he was one of the main biker guys, and I read for that in L.A., and you know, I figured knowing Tim Allen and this and that, I might actually get considered. But you know what they did? They filmed in like Arizona and didn't want to hire California actors. Fucking bastards.
Right. I'm surprised, Mike, you weren't in the movie Con Air. You were made for that movie.
I know. I never even got a read for it. You know what it is, man? It's like I'm too passive. I sit back and I let others, you know, like I don't hassle my agent. I don't, you know, it's lately I just don't give a shit anymore. I don't fucking call my agent. I don't send them new material pictures. Send me because I don't give a
you
fuck
should
anymore.
Do you should do a motivational lecture.
You should.
Yeah, I know. This is Mike. Hey, now welcome to Motivation with Mike Grief. Hey, I'm Mike Grief. Why don't you just probably kill yourself? It's not really worth it. You get out of bed, the first thing, everything. I'm fucking just want to kill. I look, turn on the TV. Nothing is good. Kill yourself.
Motivate. And that's his elementary school pitch.
That's it.
Oh my God.
Welcome.
You know, you mentioned Martin Lawrence's face in that movie.
Yeah,
you'll know this. I don't know if Mike knows it. In the Incredible Burt Wonderstone, when they're cooking that stuff that makes you pass out, you think it's done yet? And they open the lid and they both fall down.
I know. It's so funny. That's practical.
There's an obscure reference. Like anyone out there has seen the fucking Burt Wonderstone movie.
Oh, it's a great,
huge movie.
If you haven't, you should. It's fantastic.
I saw it, I don't know how many years ago. I can't remember one thing about it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love that movie.
It's the Joe Silky John Ferrantino story in the video.
I'm going to watch it again.
It's the John Ferrantino Joe Silky story.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I had a friend on Facebook who used to make fun of me for it. And I ended up unfriending.
It's really funny. When he comes out, he's doing the double act by himself.
Oh my God!
Funny. So
that's the movie that represents John Ferrantino. So what's
best part of that movie is when he gets called into the office with what's his name from The Sopranos that passed away,
James Gandolfini.
Yeah, and he goes like this. He goes, "Well, that was pretty good." And he goes, "No, that was shit."
It was shit. Yeah, it was the same anything. Act, only without you.
I don't remember anything about this movie. And I did see it. And I did see it. See, my movie, I think that movie that would describe my life and career is Billy Crystal's movie, Mr. Saturday Night. You want to talk about fucking a great depiction of a comedian, of an old, bitter, nasty, angry fucking comic that blames everything on everyone else.
So Mr. Saturday Night is your movie that would represent you?
I would say so.
And John, yours is the incredible Burt Wonderstone?
Yeah.
So mine's got to be Cruising. With Al Pacino.
You've never seen that either. So
don't.
But I'm sure
it has a great line.
I'm sure there's something gay about it.
It has a great line. He goes undercover in the gay community to find a killer. At one point, he's cruising. He's cruising in Central Park, and a guy comes up to him and goes, "How big's your dick?" And Pacino goes, "Party size."
Yeah, there
you go. Come on, that's hilarious.
Come on, Pacino's Italian. Everyone knows Italian.
Body size.
Italian's got big gazzoli, whatever you fucking.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
I just watched that the other day. I rewatched fucking Scent of a Woman. Hoo-ah! Give me a Jim Daniels, son. Don't you mean Jack Daniels?
What was that movie with Julie Haggerty?
Who I work with.
Coming to America?
Coming to America. All week.
Right? No, not Coming to America. What is it? Lost in America.
Lost in America.
That Julie is one Haggerty of the funniest movies.
Flirted with me for
time.
A whole week.
With the nest egg?
Oh my God.
I did an episode of Murphy Brown, and Julie Haggerty was on the episode. And every day she'd come in and she'd rub my shoulders. And I'd go, you know, because you don't shit where you work. So I didn't say anything. But one of the other actors goes, "Man, she really likes you." I'm going, "No, it's just work stuff." And he goes, "Come on, man. She doesn't come over and rub my shoulders." And
and she was topless too, right?
Not Murphy Brown.
It was a joke. When she was rubbing her shoulders.
Little French maid outfit, I heard.
Yeah, there you go.
Cuter than a button.
Yeah, that movie Lost in America. If people want to see a good movie, that movie is brilliant.
I can't use any names, but my friend did a show, Cindy Williams, aka Shirley Feeney from Laverne and Shirley.
You just used the name.
Well, I can use her name because she's passed. I can't use the other name of who told me this story. But she did a, I guess, a Disney show where she played a mom. And my friend had a part in it. And he said the entire week they were doing it, she was trying to get, you know, get along with them.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know.
So wait, in my movie Lost in America, my favorite scene of all times in any movie is he quit his job, right? He was like at a big Wall Street job. He had a $400,000 a year job. He had
the nest egg.
He had a Mercedes. He had sharing 401ks, and now he's out of work. And he's got nothing, and he's in this little town in Nevada, and he goes to unemployment. And the woman goes like this, "So can you tell me what you used to make?" And he goes, "Oh, $400,000, sharing company car." And she goes, "Oh, you should have said that. Let me look in that box."
Oh, I think I did see
nothing.
Yes, I remember this movie.
And he gets all hopeful, and she goes, "Nothing."
That was a good movie. Yes, yes, you are right. That was a good movie. So what do you think, if people want to know out there, what would you suggest as a movie that's like, didn't do well, not a lot of people know about, but that's a really great friggin' movie that you would recommend?
I got one. My Favorite Year with Peter O'Toole.
Oh, I love it. It's great.
It's a phenomenal movie. A lot of people haven't seen it. There's two. That's one of my top three. The other one is That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. But I think these were pretty big. I think these were pretty big movies.
They didn't make a lot of money at the box office. Maybe they got popular after, but they were bombs at the box office.
You know what movie did well, but when you talk to people, so many people haven't seen it, which is amazing to me, is Raging Bull.
How could you not see that?
I know.
A lot of people never saw that.
You know what's funny, though? There's tons of classic movies that I've never seen. I've never seen, you know, and everyone raves about Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
Reservoir Dogs.
I just saw that last night, two nights ago.
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
We know a guy, Jeff Sherman, who's been on the show, whose father wrote the
first. Dude, it's so charming and fun. You should watch it with your grandkid.
All I know is I used to do a joke. How do you like my carpet bag? I got it from Mary Poppins. I had a killer. She wouldn't let me dance with the penguins.
Watch it with your grandson. It's fantastic. It really is.
That's what I heard. There it goes.
Somebody's alarm is going off there again.
Yeah, it's my phone. I'm sorry. It's my old phone.
Now, so, see, I know this was a popular movie, but I always say, and I love the movie, like Sling Blade.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that did originally, but it's a great, you know.
The greatest part about Raging Bull is you can watch it as a serious movie or as a comedy.
Yeah.
Either way.
Because it is really funny.
You know who's great in Sling Blade?
You fuck my wife.
Well, I was going to say Sling Blade. John Ritter is fantastic in Sling
Blade. John Ritter is fan-fucking-tastic in any serious movie. And he's always known as a comedian, but he was such an incredible serious actor. He was phenomenal.
You know what his last movie was?
What was his last movie?
Bad Santa.
Wow. Wow, what a way to go out.
That was a good movie, too. I'm trying to think of movies that nobody's seen.
Well, for me, I would recommend, and there's a whole series of them, those Christopher Guest movies, like, you know, Waiting for Guffman, The Mighty Wind.
Best in Show.
And of course, it started with the Stone. What's the one with Stonehenge? The first one they made, you know, John.
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap.
Do you know that after Spinal Tap came out, 2 years later on New Year's Eve, they did another movie called Spinal Tap Reunion that showed on TV that most people have never seen it.
I've never seen Spinal Tap
20 years later. It is one of the funniest movies. It's like, it's so.
I think
the
most
guy,
people haven't seen Spinal Tap. So Nigel, right?
Yeah. He goes like this. He's quit music and now he's an inventor. And he invented a fold-down wine glass.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know how many times, have you been on a picnic and you go to take your wine glass out and its stem has broken off? So I've come up with this. And he has a wine glass that all four sides fold down against the stem so it can't break. And he folds it back up and he pours wine in it and it leaks like a sieve. And he goes, well, I'm still working out the hinges. The bass player and his dad start a phone sanitizing business.
There you go.
They drive around the big truck with a phone on the top. And he goes, so here's how it works. So they go into a woman's house. They pick up her phone. And they take a little thing of, like, Windex. They spray it on both things. They clean the receiver and they put it down. And he goes, the business didn't work out that well because after we went to the house once, they figured they could do it themselves. It's so funny.
Was that just TV only or is it?
Yeah, TV only. And, you know, and then what's his name from Letterman, Paul Schaefer, right? Mm-hmm. He's talking about how after the movie, he did really well. He got stationed at another radio station in Antarctica, and he got the great shift from 12 a.m. to 2. And then Fred Willard's going, yeah, it's a funny thing. After I brought Tap to the naval base, to the Army base, they kept flying airplanes with a dummy that looked a lot like me that they would shoot down. It's so funny.
I want to back up, Mike. Have you seen any of Quentin Tarantino's movies?
I love Quentin Tarantino movies.
And you haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
Wait, let me make sure that these are Quentin Tarantino movies. Django Unchained.
Yes.
Name some of the movies in
Django Unchained, Kill Bill Part 1 and 2.
Love all the Kill Bills, yeah.
Okay, you got Jackie Brown.
I didn't know, so I didn't even know that. What, Pulp Fiction, is that one of his movies?
Yeah, that's one that really put him. I mean, Reservoir Dogs is 1991. That was kind of his first, but 1994, Pulp Fiction took over
Was Reservoir Dogs the movie? I don't want to be Mr. Pink.
Yes. Yes. And Steve Buscemi is great in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, is he good in that movie.
He's great in everything.
Gotta love Steve Buscemi.
He was great, but you
would love Pulp Fiction, dude. Holy crap.
It's definitely on the list, you know.
That's one, what do they call a Big Mac in...
Oh, a Royale. Everyone see... Yeah,
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, that's from that movie, right?
Yeah. But you want to talk about old movies that are like people probably never. There's one called Still Crazy, and it's about this old English rock band called Strange Fruit. You ever see that one?
I never heard of that one.
It's about this reunion. It's like 20 years later. Like they had one hit or one or two hits, and then, you know, but they were all drugged out, whatever, and they broke up. And it's like this reunion 20 years later. It's a really good movie.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of old movies that I don't know.
Speaking of Martians.
Yep, there you go. Back to Martians again. The Martian was a great movie.
John's got Martians on his mind.
Martians on my mind.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
We were talking about it
before
we went on. Yeah, we were talking about
before we went on, yes.
We were talking about how there's all these kind of conspiracy things about, you know, now it's sort of like, now it's sort of like UFOs are coming to light. Like for years, like nobody believed anybody. And now all of a sudden.
Do you watch that show, Ancient Aliens?
No.
No? John, you watch that show?
No, but I've been to Chichen Itza, Mexico, where they they always call it chicken pizza, but it's Chichen Itza.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a very funny story though. We ride on a bus for 3.5 hours. My ex-wife and I. This is when we were married, and we drive.
You don't eat nothing, so you don't have to take a Chichen Itza
and
on the bus.
Banging around, and we get there in a room with all the people from the bus, and it's pitch black. Right. And then all of a sudden the lights come on and there's a replica on the table of Chichen Itza. And the guy goes, "Welcome to Chichen Itza." And my ex-wife goes, "Wow, I thought it would have been much bigger."
Oh, that's really funny.
And the people just die laughing.
Oh, that's funny.
And then this is a God's honest truth. I climbed to the top of the pyramid there. Right. And at the top of the pyramid, I swear to God,
a Starbucks. No.
There was a Jackie Martling use your finger 922 wine sticker.
Fucking that Jackie probably put there himself.
I swear to God, I had to take a picture and send it to Jackie. Tank was like, "Oh, I can't believe it." So Chichen Itza is this. That's the one they always show you. Like,
that's proof that there's aliens, man. If there's a Jackie Martling fucking sticker at the top of Chichen Itza.
So they have
an alien.
They have the main pyramid. Right, that has all hieroglyphics of guys in space helmets.
Right.
And then they have all smaller buildings. And during this one, the main pyramid has a dragon's head on the top and a tail on the bottom. During the spring equinox, all of the buildings line up and cast a shadow onto the main pyramid. And when the tail connects to the head of the dragon, they knew it was time to point. It was just this perfect
silhouette. It's amazing how they do that. See, and that's why people believe in these ancient aliens, because how did these people figure this? Like, you say Stonehenge, you were talking about Stonehenge. That also was these things were all built to supposedly to tell people when it was time to harvest, time to plant, but who figured that shit out? You know, these people, their best technology was fire, good wheel. Well,
and there's wheel. Another
no, we
thing.
Don't have wheel yet.
There's another thing at Chichen Itza, right? There's a pit.
Toilet paper.
There's a pit that's like probably maybe 500 feet across, round, perfectly round circle.
Right.
It goes down like 10 stories. And that's where all the rocks came to build this thing before there were cranes and stuff. And it's perfectly symmetrical round.
It was the quarry.
The quarry, yeah. And it's just amazing. I mean, and then they had a game where they had a hoop. Like a basketball hoop, but it was like sideways in this big field.
And don't tell me to use people's heads and stuff like that.
No. It was a game. It was a game, but their
Quidditch.
Helmets
sounds like
are,
Quidditch.
Their helmets,
yeah, it does.
Their helmets are definitely different than the space guy helmets that they have. And the space guy's helmets that they have wings and stuff.
Maybe back then they just had really big heads.
I don't know. No, because you can see the head with a dome over it.
Well, you know, it's not a foreign idea. I mean, I would not be surprised if aliens come here one day. It probably won't be in our lifetime and say, yeah, we planted our DNA.
They've already been here many times.
We planted our DNA on your planet 40,000 years ago. We wanted to see what would happen.
I don't know, and I've been to, you know, it's very funny, Stonehenge, we were talking about. I've been to Stonehenge many times.
Yeah.
And when you go to Stonehenge, you have to go in playing.
Well, you must travel a lot. You're like, John's like, yeah, I go to, like, I'm going to the store in the corner. He's, now I go to, I'm going to Stonehenge.
He's a world traveling magician, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you do magic in Stonehenge.
Every time I go to Stonehenge, and I've been there like 3 or 4 times, I have to go in there with Spinal Tap playing Stonehenge when I pull in on the car.
Nice.
Because it really makes me laugh. But the crazy thing about Stonehenge is, and who's that English comedian that did the whole thing about it? It was really funny.
Eddie Izzard.
No, Dressed to Kill comic.
Oh, Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard did a thing about Stonehenge, because the first Stonehenge was made out of like plants, mm-hmm. right? And it was like the Hayhenge. Then the next one,
the Hedgehenge.
Yeah. And then the next one is made out of stone. And then the big one, where all those stones had to be carried hundreds of miles, and they're tons and tons before the wheel was invented, and it stopped production because 9/10 of the way through it, they realized it wasn't going to work and line up.
Hmm.
And like he says, can you imagine the foreman on this job having to tell him? All right. I know you carried those rocks for 4,000 miles before the invention of the wheel. Yeah, it's not going to work.
Just bring them back now, one at a time.
We're going to have to let you go, guys.
What's the sad part about it is the first time we went to Chichen Itza, you could climb up to the top of the pyramid. And the first time
and I went Jackie to Stonehenge. Jackie left his fucking sticker up there, and they stopped letting people go up.
And the first time I went to Stonehenge, you could go out and touch the rocks. Now you can't. You got to walk around the outside of it with a chained off thing.
Because people are fucking stupid.
People are dicks. They would probably try to knock it down.
You heard recently there's some antiquity building, and these freaking people were like leaving graffiti on it and doing what the fuck is
wrong the great wasn't it the Great Wall?
No, it wasn't
no, the, great the wall. Wailing Wall. The guy, well, the guy I think, put I think his, that put also, his wife's but... name in it, and they arrested him.
So wait, I read a story this morning about this couple, 81-year-old man. And an 80-year-old woman, they were cleaning out their house, and they found this African tribal mask. Mm-hmm. And they had a garage sale for most of their stuff while they were cleaning out their house. But this they thought maybe looked like it maybe worth something. So they brought it to an antique dealer, and he said, yeah, it's worth like $157. But with the conversion.
Oddly specific.
That was the conversion. That was
$156.50.
That was the conversion. That was the conversion. From pounds to dollars. So anyway, so they sold it to him, and then they read in the paper that he got $4.3 million for it.
Oh.
They would have a case.
So they're taking him to court, and they froze the assets, the $4 million.
Oh, good.
And they're saying, look, we relied on this guy as an expert to tell us what it was worth.
And he was a fucking liar.
I hope they get that mask back and they get it back to Jim Carrey where it belongs.
Yeah. See, I'm just the wrong guy. It's like, you know, you tell me the fucking, like, I'm pretty liberal, but it's like when it comes to crime, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, I'm the guy, if you fucking stealing my catalytic converter, death penalty. If you fucking taking a package off my stoop, death penalty, you know? You fucking cut me off.
You sound like Trump when he was talking about shoplifters.
Cut me off in traffic, death penalty. Well, Trump, see, he's the hypocrite because he says shoplifters are going to be shot. But this guy's stolen hundreds of millions of dollars. He should be shot.
I
wouldn't say that out loud.
Well, if he's gonna fucking say it, why shouldn't people say it back? Whatever, you know. It's like,
well, the thing is, it's like, you know, the punishment's got to match the crime. A catalytic converter is pretty effed up, but. A death for that? No.
Well, you're talking about the inconvenience now. Now I got not only cost $1,000, but I got to bring the car in. I got to fucking wait for it.
Insurance will cover it.
You're dead. No, you're dead. You're dead.
You're dead. They're just dead.
You're dead.
You're dead. I don't know, man.
How have we gone from aliens? To Stonehenge, to catalytic converters.
It's a natural progression, John. Follow along.
Strange mood today.
Yeah, and killing people for you stole my Amazon box. I want somebody to steal my Amazon box just once. I mean, I'm in an apartment. It's pretty tough to do. Because I want to see them when they get into their car and they rip open the box and they have up there and they have 2 pounds of almond flour. I want to see the look on their friggin' face. That's what I want to
see that look on their face when they open it up and there's a pound of glitter.
A glitter and a dildo.
You've seen that guy that makes those Amazon package bombs?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has like a GPS in there, but it shoots glitter all over that you can't clean up.
And it's got four cameras in it, so you see.
And he sets it up. He leaves the packages out, so he's like luring them in. He's like a fucking what's that fish that has a lure on its freaking head? You know?
Oh yeah, that one from the deep.
Oh yeah. But it's also he also has stink. He has the stink bomb that doesn't come off even if you shower. Yeah. Oh, that's great stuff.
Yeah. My favorite one though is if you watch the you ever see the guys that are going to steal the bike, but the bike has the whole like John's chair, but not. But the pipe doesn't go down, so they sit on the bike. They're stealing the bike, and the bike goes.
Oh, there is right up their ass.
I have one of those.
Yeah,
one of those. Yeah, and they, I like to ride on bumpy roads.
It's a fucking 10 speed.
Do you ever see the one where they hook the electric charge up to the bike? The guys walk by, they get on it, and they go like a cartoon.
Now that's kind of out of control, man. I belong to the neighborhood app. It's basically Facebook, but only for your neighborhood.
Right.
And you know, you would think it would be like, oh, there's a block party. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, every post is like, they fucking stole my catalytic converter. How many packages are going to take off? And it's just one big, complaint fest about everything.
It's so funny. I don't hear about any catalytic converters getting stolen in Florida.
No, that's because
but you hear about it all the time here. But
yeah, I mean, you guys always talk about that. That's like,
well, you know what? Well, what pisses that?
And I've seen things on the news where the people.
Well, actually, not far from my house is it's like I think it was a Target. It was a Target parking lot, and these guys. It was a big truck, and these freaking guys went under it, and they were stealing the catalytic converter. Didn't know there was somebody sleeping in the truck.
Oh boy!
When he heard the noise, panicked, started the truck, and backed up, ran the guy over. Fucking, I think it was the most hilarious thing I ever heard.
On purpose or?
Not even on purpose. He just panicked and he fucking put the truck in reverse and ran the guy over. Well, only he knows if it was on purpose or not. But, I mean, personally, I don't think it was.
Speaking of on purpose, did you guys see that story on TikTok of this guy who's a YouTube provider and his whole gig is annoying people in public places? Just annoying.
Oh, he got shot.
He got shot in the mall. Right in the gut.
And they let the guy off who shot him because he was annoying the shit out of the guy. He was the guy felt threatened, and he just kept saying, "Back off, get away from me."
Annoy you?
The guy
he was holding a phone in his face. It was saying, "He's like, get away from me! I told you, get away from me!" He took out the gun and popped right in the gut.
Yeah, he kept walking up to the guy with his phone, and he kept going, sparkle, something about his butt, and just being crazy. Personally, I would have felt threatened too. And this guy was a big guy.
Yeah, he was like 6'4". Yeah.
6'4" guy, and he's like, saying all, and the guy was like an Uber Eats guy or something.
He was delivering food from Popeyes. That's exactly what happened.
And back off, get away from me. And finally the guy got close and he fucking shot him.
He pled self-defense and he won. Yeah. So there was no charges for shooting the guy, but he's got to serve 2 months for shooting a firearm in a mall.
Yeah, which, you know, listen, I love it. That's what's the saying, everyone? Fuck around and find out.
Dude, but I actually saw the unedited video, and he just, the guy was begging him to get away from him, and he just took out the gun and went pop. I still think it's a little bit of extreme. You could have pushed him or punched him or something.
Listen, when the Jehovah's Witness come to my door, I tell him get away, and then I shoot him in the leg.
Oh, my God.
I would never do that.
Mike's address is I
invite them in, and I go, what do you want to talk? I invite them in and go, what do you want to talk about? And they go, I don't know. We've never gotten this far.
I invite them in and go, hey, I was just about to take a bath. Come on. Tell me a story. Tell me about what you fucking do while I take a bath.
Did you guys know Margaret Smith, the comedian?
Yeah.
She had such a great joke about that. She goes, she's very deadpan. She has a great delivery. She's kind of like Stephen Wright, but not. She doesn't do one liners. And she goes,
Jehovah's
Witness comes to my door. They go, good morning. would you, what's your relationship with Jesus? And she goes, oh, I like his eyes.
Yeah. He's my baby daddy. Cool. He's my baby daddy.
She was a little bitty thing, man. She used to ride a big Harley.
Really?
Oh, I like her already.
I always like Margaret. She's very funny.
I remember working with her at Harley yesterday, man.
There's a new TV show on called Would You Date a Comedian?
No.
Really? And I went, I saw it on, I don't know what channel it's on, but I taped it. And
that's kind of insulting, though.
I went to see what it was. No, it's so funny. It was Judy Tenuta.
Okay.
Right. It was No, it's brand new.
She passed away.
No. No.
Judy Tenuta died.
Yeah, I think he's right. Was it Judy Tenuta or
Judy Tenuta passed away last year?
I think I heard something about that. I mean, I know Geechee Guy just died, man.
Geechee Guy, but no, it must be somebody else you're thinking of.
It's Judy Tenuta. It's definitely Judy Tenuta. Yeah,
that's got to be old. It's got to be old then. Yeah.
But it's Judy Tenuta, and then it's like The Bachelor with all these like hunky guys. Oh my
God, that's funny. That's funny.
And
that's...
she is like. You know how Judy is.
How you doing, pigs?
So funny.
I don't know if she was married to him, but wasn't
Emo.
She married? She was married to Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips, yeah.
I'd like to be a fly in that bedroom wall.
Oh my God.
I opened for Judy 1990. She's very nice.
I saved Judy's life.
How'd you save
really? Her? Let's hear this.
I was working at Governor's and.
You obviously didn't do a great job, John, because she passed away anyway.
Oh, that's not right.
I told you I did the show with HBO out in the park with her and the masturbator. what's his name?
The masturbator?
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
The masturbator.
Get off of Louis' case. I love
that Louis. Was my title for a while. Thanks, Louis.
So anyway, so we did a show. So we kind of knew each other. We worked a couple of times together here and there. So I was working at Governor's, and she called me and said, listen, can you meet me at Governor's? I'm really scared. I was like, sure. I thought it was like a joke. So I got there, and she said to me, there's a woman in the audience that has followed me now for 4 cities.
Oh, shit.
And she's in the audience, and she just, like, glares at me, and I'm really afraid. So I said... are you kidding me? And she goes, no, I swear to God. So she goes, would you talk to her? You know? So I go, all right, after the show, I'll tell her to stick around and you and I will come out and talk. Right? And this is how crazy this lady was. The lady said, Judy, I've been following you for 5 cities and staying in hotels. I was going to keep following you on this tour. And, you know, because when you did that thing about no smoking, how you shouldn't smoke, and I was a smoker, and you looked at me, and I know you were giving me this message.
Wow.
So I just had to follow you. And it was like, what? And I go, well, it's okay. You know, it's okay. And Judy, tell her it's okay, Judy. Judy goes, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You know, I'm glad I got the message too. And she goes, well, I just want to let you know that I'm okay. You know, she's okay, Judy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. She goes, okay, then I can fly home tomorrow. Lady was holy nuts. Shit.
No, out of the blue, why did Judy Tenuta call you to come protect her? Were you known as like John Ferrantino?
Because I think I was probably the only one she knew in New York on Long Island. We worked quite a few times together.
Do you know how she passed away?
Got her boob caught in her.
No, she tried to steal Mike's catalytic. She tried to steal Mike's catalytic converter.
There you go. Sorry, you know what? I don't discriminate. Equal rights. I'm going to shoot you.
She really made me laugh. Man.
She was hilarious. Funny.
I like Judy Tenuta.
She was very funny
and sweet. She really was. My friend Jerry interviewed her about 6 months before she passed away.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Geechee Guy was really funny too.
Geechee Guy was hysterical, man, and he wasn't even that old. He passed away. I mean, what was he? Maybe in his early 60s.
I don't even know what happened to him.
Nobody does.
I'm not sure that they.
I had seen him about 2 years ago. I was on a plane flying somewhere, and I walked by. And he goes, "John Ferrantino, how are you?" And I go, "Oh my God, it's Geechee Guy." And we talked for a little while. And he gave me his new CD. It was really funny. And, you know, we both went our separate ways when we got wherever we were going.
Yeah, Geechee was a funny guy. Funny guy.
Yeah, really funny. I actually never saw him. Although his dry bar special is coming out now. He filmed it. It hasn't come out yet. I'm going to watch that when it comes out.
Well, maybe he's not really dead. Maybe he's just doing all of this to promote sales of the dry bar comedy.
Doesn't Richie Mantovani have a dry bar coming out? I'm serious.
I don't think so.
I thought he did dry bar.
No, we were supposed to do it together.
Greg, don't you have one coming out? Gay bar?
The gay bar. Yeah. No. I'm under the tables the whole show.
There you go. Craig Boebert.
Craig Boebert. Please don't insult me. I would never do that in front of kids.
No Dicky Wicky for me.
No Dicky Wicky. Yeah, that's how we find our information on Dickypedia.
You know what's so funny? You know, I mean, in all fairness, like, you guys could have a Wikipedia page. You know, I think Craig does, don't you?
I do.
Mike, you should have one. It's so funny. I never realized it, but it's like, I got called to do this show in Nashville at this place. And the guy goes, well, I just need a little information. And I go, well, I'll just send you a link to my Wikipedia page. He's like, you have a Wikipedia page? It's like, yeah, but it's so funny. But that's what most people think.
Have you ever Googled yourself? You ever Googled John? Yeah. It's amazing. I Googled I swear to God, it comes up. Did you know my net worth is $17 million?
I know. It's amazing.
It's incredible. It's amazing.
You know? I Googled myself and it said who?
When I think about you, I Google myself.
I come up, you know what? My cooking show comes up now, which is great. Maybe they'll come right up. Which, by the way, the second episode is this Sunday. Please watch.
Shameless.
Strong plug. Island Entertainment app or on their YouTube page. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
I didn't say the name of the show.
People that have the Strong Island Entertainment app.
Off the cuff, healthy cooking with Craig Mitchell. Thank you.
There you go.
Or this. There you go.
Yeah, I'm sure the audio people are really.
Yeah, I'm watching. Hey, that's for the psychics who are listening.
That's so funny. You keep forgetting it. Sometimes it's not as fun that they can't see us.
Well, isn't the plan? I don't think it's wrong to say this on the air that we want to go visual again someday in the future.
Who knows? Yeah, well,
we can. I mean, we have them all recorded. We can post them in whatever. But
well, no, I yeah.
Depends we don't, what the shack says.
So I'm gonna be shooting some serious gunnage. I'm taking a trip to Arizona to see my buddy.
Oh no,
gunnage!
Plans. We got plans. He's got a Harley. I'm gonna rent the Harley, and we're gonna take the guns out in the desert and just start shooting shit up, man.
They're gonna be killing people, stealing catalytic converters all through Tucson, Phoenix, Tempe.
That's right.
Oh my God!
They're gonna call me the catalytic converter killer.
The catalytic converter Avengers.
Just don't talk politics.
Now, you know what we have? We have a fucking standing thing to agree to. It's a joke between us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to stay at his house, and he goes, "Oh, wait, do you see? I'm sure it's gonna have Trump stuff all over the fucking house."
You mean you're gonna be in the Trump bedroom?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's gonna be, I said, "Don't worry about it. I'm just gonna shit on the floor." But no, you know,
every time my family that
he doesn't notice, but I bought a pack of 100 stickers that say "fuck Trump." And I'm going to leave them all over.
Oh, that's great.
He's going to find them for years to come.
God, I wish I could get you this really quick. I have a Trump toilet brush.
Oh, that's good too.
Oh, I've seen
where his hair is yet orange, right? Yeah. That's good. So I have a question for you. I know we only have
a Trump punching bag too.
We only have like 6 or 7 minutes left, but I wanted to ask this, and this is kind of serious, and you don't have to name names, but if you talk to somebody,
Frank.
Yeah, that's it. If you're talking to Frank and he's a big Trump supporter, does he ever give you any rational reasons why he supports him?
You know what? Greatest no, president because ever. I don't get in. Listen, the truth is, and this is what my buddy who's a Trump, he said, listen, the world has survived a long time. And yes, there's a lot of nutty shit, whatever going on, but we will survive. We'll get by. We'll get through. Everyone's living in a lot of fear because there's a lot of money in fear. You watch the news, and trust me,
that's
MSNBC,
true.
CNN, Fox, they're all making all the money they're making off fear. I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. I'm not afraid of the whole MAGA movement. They've been out there forever. It is what it is. It's we live in a country that's majority rule. The sanity will come out. It'll be what it'll be. I'm not worried about any. I joke about it. I'm not worried about any of these shit.
Because I think it's important to emphasize, you know, especially if people are listening to us for the first time who don't may not know us, is I have plenty of Republican friends. And personally, I have some conservative views that would align with a lot of people who are, you know, true Republicans. It's actually MAGA and Trump that I have the issue with. It's not the party in general. Yeah, I mean,
some of my best friends are Republicans and conservative Republicans, and I could care less. It's like, yes, we joke about the politics because you know what? In the end, it's all just fucking grist for the mill. You know, it's all just bullshit. You know, on a daily basis, if I get enough fucking to eat and do whatever, it's like, you know what? I got to worry about my little life and worry less about the fucking blah, blah.
Because I mean, you and I have agreed so many times we would have both voted for John Kasich.
Without a doubt. I would have voted for him in a fucking heartbeat. He's a good man.
I would have voted for McCain.
McCain, me too.
I don't know if I would have voted for McCain or not. But
well, not when he had, not after you got Sarah Palin, no.
No, before, no, yeah. No.
And I'll be honest with you. If like right now, if the only choices we had were the Republican lineup that they're lining up, I'd whatever, you may not agree, but I'd vote for Chris Christie.
Chris Christie has no juice. He's like 2%. Nothing.
Yeah, but we're saying, yeah, I would too. I think he...
I would also.
I think that he, you know, people go, oh, you only do that because he's liberal. No, I think that he has a handle on what's going on. And I think that, you know, rather he, you know, he governed a really big state, not like Dakota where they got three cows and six people in a trailer.
Why he only has 2%? There's a very easy reason why he has 2% pop, you know, support. Like because milk. He has the balls to call out Trump. And they don't follow him for that reason.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's still so early. I guarantee you he'll move up in the was that gay? Did I say something gay, John?
No. I'm just putting the bell away.
Plus, if you see him in his baseball uniform, he has a hell of a camel toe. Yeah. So that's worth voting for, too.
Well, you know, look at the world we live in, John. Now this has got to be a blow to you, John. Craig just found out he's Italian.
I did.
It's one of yours.
He's Italian.
He's a gomba.
Oh.
He's a gomba. From now on, he can walk around fucking, hey, forget about it.
I'm 46% Italian, 29% Irish, 11% Jewish, and that explains why I'm 11% circumcised. So,
Okay.
Thank all you, right. Scruffy. Scruffy Martin gave me that joke.
The podcast playground accepts no responsibility for the things that Craig says on the show.
What? Give it back.
Give that joke back.
That wasn't I told my joke because I said that explains why I'm circumcised.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yes, he is.
Who?
Don't worry, he'll never listen to this show.
Get new friends.
Who is a friend?
Some guy named Scruffy Sack.
Scruffy Martin. Scruffy he should be easy to stand up.
I thought you said Scruffy Sack.
Scruffy Sack.
Scruffy Ballsack, his name. No.
He's from Taintville. He's from Taintville. Hey, how you doing? It's me, Scruffy Sack.
No, the only joke, I'm writing a lot of Italian jokes now. My favorite Italian joke I wrote was, well, I just found out, yes, I'm Italian. My big question is, where do I put the picture of Frank Sinatra? And all my Italian friends went, next to the Pope, you moron. That was great.
All I know about those, I was telling Mike, and I think I told you yesterday, I know these people are identical twins. They both sent off their things with different names, and they both got two totally different results.
So you're saying it's all bullshit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They look at a picture. They got a standard one. So they're, okay, this guy's Arabs and fucking whatever, and this guy's this, that. They got these standard. So they look at your picture, and they go, hey, he looks like fucker. He's Italian. Okay, you're Italian.
They don't get your picture. Well, they don't get a picture.
How they look you up?
They get a tube full of your spit. It's like obvious. Thursday at the anvil. There you go.
Maybe they smell your spit. Garlic Italian.
There you go.
Smells like matzo ball, a little bit Jewish.
They get a tube of your spit, and they got the Irish part right. My mom is fully Irish, so I'm 29% Irish. That's right. They got that.
Well, I know what I am. I don't know.
I'm a little bit Greek.
I'm a Russian.
I'm 4%.
Are you really? You look like a big Russian.
Yeah,
you do. Russian. You're a big.
Well, that's where
guy.
You know the when I used to ask my father, my grandfather, they would say, you know, the borders used to change all the times, but we were from somewhere right, Poland and Russia.
Because you're Jewish, right?
The Pole, yeah, right. I mean, the Pope.
Right. I'm Jewish too.
Polish or Russian?
11% of me is Jewish, so I'm Jewish too now.
There you go.
So I'm getting all the Jewish holidays off now. All the Jewish holidays off. I'm very happy with that. And I'm owed retroactive Hanukkah gifts. So please send them.
Send them.
Plenty of gelt also. Want some gelt.
Don't be waiting. Don't be standing at the door waiting with a tear in your eye.
Give me some gefilte fish, man. I got to have me some gefilte fish.
Well, my first partner was Jewish, so maybe something rubbed off.
Yeah, your partner. Ring your
doorbell. Get a Lauren Bobert reference.
Oh, God, help me.
Hey, ring the gay bell.
Oh, a lot of gay bell today. A lot of gay bell.
Oh my God! How much time we got? Are we?
We're right there. So let's see if we can. We should announce it now because it usually takes about 16 or 17 minutes to end the show.
All right, we're done. Goodbye.
Take care. Fucking watch us on podcast playgrounds, Spotify,
we're
Apple.
Done.
Fucking, we're done.
Go. Done. We're done. We'll see you next week, right?
Yeah. We'll see you next week. And same time, same bat station.
So next week we have Matt Napo on the show, don't we?
Is that next week?
No, it's not. I'm wrong. Sorry. Oh, Matt Napo's in 2 weeks. My
what
mistake.
What's wrong with you? See, now you're the reason why it's taking a half an hour to shut the show down. All right. From a Jew and a couple of, from a kike and a couple of games.
And we may have some surprises coming up in the future.
Yeah, we may.
Big surprises coming.
Big surprises.
Okay,
big
good.
Surprises. We're canceled.
The Jets might win a game. That'd be a surprise. Yes.
I know we're getting ready to leave, but I need to vent about that game the other night. The officials just gave them the game.
How?
Did you watch it?
I did.
No, I don't want. What game?
Oh, my God. You didn't. I mean.
What game?
What play are you talking about?
The holding penalty where both guys were held, where he had
that's
eight
true.
Seconds
okay,
to
yeah.
call.
All right.
See, that's and why that I like was, football because they hold.
And there was no way that was a defensive holding on the interception.
So I don't know if you guys will get this reference, but all of a sudden Zach Wilson just turned into a friggin' all-star, starting in the second quarter of that game.
And I've called it all along.
And I was actually saying, did Warren Beatty jump into his body at one point?
I'm telling you, I called it all along. I remember watching him I've only watched a couple college games, but my son made me watch him when he played for BU.
He looked great. And that's against the best team in the league.
Wait, let me put in my opinion about the game. Hey, sports. Yeah.
Okay. Now we can go.
I will end you with this. He had 105 QB rating, and Mahomes ended up with a 63.
And Mike wants to say bingo right now. He doesn't know what we're talking about.
Fare thee well.
See you next week, everybody.
All right. We're here every week. You can catch us anywhere you catch your podcasts.
Podcast
Playground, Apple, Spotify, Audible. Any place.
There's Audibles in football too, Mike.
Look at Mike's holding the Empire sign.
There you go. Nice. He is. All right, guys.
All right.
Peace. Bye-bye.